by a wizard and may take any form, but most generally wanders about the land in the shape of a little purple cloud till it finds the sendee, and him it kills by changing into the form of a horse or a cat or a man without a face. It is not strictly a native pedant, though chamars with the skin and hide castes can, if irritated, dispatch a sending which sits on the breast of their enemy by night and nearly kills them. Very few natives care to irritate chamars for this reason. "Let me dispatch a sending," said Danadar. "I am nearly dead now with want and drink and opium, but I should like to kill a man before I die. I can send a sending anywhere you choose and in any form, except in the shape of a man." The Englishman had no friends that he wished to kill, but partly to soothe Danadar, whose eyes were rolling, and partly to see what would be done, he asked whether a modified sending could not be arranged for, such a sending as should make a man's life a burden to him, and yet do him no harm. If this were possible, he notified his willingness to give Danadar 10 rupees for the job. "I am not what I once was," said Danadar, "and I must take the money because I am poor. To what Englishman shall I send it?" "Send a sending to Lone Sahib," said the Englishman, naming a man who had been most bitter in rebuking him for his apostasy from the teacup creed. Danadar laughed and nodded. "I could have chosen no better man myself," said he.